Exclusive, Colin Modden, Breitbart readers can force Google's hand despite ongoing censorship. By Hannah Knudsen on April 23, 2026. Google largely silences the right through search visibility and news selection. Breitbart News tech editor Colin Modden explained during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, walking through the various ways big tech has worked to undermine the right. Despite the tech giant's censorship, Americans do have one new tool to fight back. Modden discussed a study completed by the nonpartisan organization called All Sides, which looked at the major news aggregators from big tech, from Apple News to Google. The study found a huge disparity between left-wing stories and right-wing. So people go to Google. They go to the news tab. They go to their app. They think they're going to get stories from all across the spectrum. Instead, the stories in the sections of Google News, where they get to choose the stories instead of taking our preferences into account, is 73% leftist stories, and only 1% right-leaning stories, because there are outlets that are kind of in the middle, 1% coming from our side, Modden revealed, noting that this coincides with a recent study by the Media Research Center, which found a very similar percentage coming from conservative sources. Even then, it only comes from select outlets, such as Fox News. Modden also pointed out that those stories are never serious news stories about the daily news or politics. It was things like, oh, here's what Sydney Sweeney did. Here's the Australian Open. And then those are the stories from conservatives, he said, explaining how Google manipulates the news it shares. It also continues to silence the right through its very basic search function, used by millions daily. That's where Google really attempted to kill Breitbart News and conservative media in general, Modden said, walking through some of the weird things that happened in connection with Google after the 2020 election. After looking into it at the time, Breitbart News and other conservative outlets saw similar trends of being squashed via search visibility. The astonishing fact that the number one point we made through our research and other conservative outlets found similar trends once they understood what to look for, by the way, is there's this concept called search visibility, and that means how findable is your company on Google? You know, whether you're a news outlet, a manufacturer, whatever you do for work, how can people find you on Google? Modden said. As it turned out, Google had lowered Breitbart News's search visibility by 99.7% during the first Trump administration, between 2016 and 2020. Just think about that for a second. You know, they made us almost impossible to find through Google. Our editor-in-chief, Alex Marlow, made a video where he typed a word-for-word Breitbart headline in, and you still wouldn't get a link to Breitbart, even using our exact headline, he said. That's how Google silences people. Host Mike Slater provided another example by typing SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Kash Patel into Google News, given the news of the leftist organization, which has also targeted Breitbart News, being indicted on federal fraud charges. The first source that popped up was Al Jazeera. There's no reason for the algorithm to be like, oh, Slater loves Al Jazeera, Slater remarked. They just don't want us to exist, Modden said, but you also have to understand something. Google is the world expert in understanding the psychology of search, and they're the world experts in making things go viral, right? So what that means is they also know how to make things not go viral. You don't learn one without the other. So Google understands the psychology of people using search engines, new search engines, whatever, most people click on the top two items, he said, noting that the vast majority of individuals never make it past the first page of results. Modden added, oftentimes, they're perfectly happy saying like, oh, we have a conservative source on page 3 because they know no one makes it to page 3. It's very pernicious. It's all based in lies. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Colin Modden, April 22, 2026. Breitbart News readers and listeners can help combat big tech censorship by utilizing Google's preferred sources feature. It allows you, the reader, to designate Breitbart News as a source to include in the top stories section of Google search results in a matter of seconds. Readers can click on the orange Fight Back button found here, which will take you directly to the source preferences page. Breitbart.com is already populated. Simply click on the box to the right to select Breitbart as a preferred source. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.